Hello and welcome to the NITV News Podcast. Celebrations are underway in Papua New Guinea to commemorate 50 years of PNG's independence from Australia. There was a traditional welcome on Monday night for Australia's Prime Minister Anthony Albanese to an independence dinner attended by leaders and representatives of neighbouring countries. PNG's Prime Minister James Marape paid tribute to former PM Sir Michael Somare, the nation's first leader after independence, and urged visiting leaders to stick with PNG as the country grows.
So I want to ask from the bottom of my heart to each and every one of you who are here tonight, don't give up on Papua New Guinea. Don't give up on Papua New Guinea. It was never easy right from the start. And it is not going to be easy.
PNG's anniversary is also being celebrated in the Torres Strait, where strong cultural and family ties endure. A procession of cars flying the PNG flag took to the streets of Weyburn Thursday Island to mark PNG's independence from Australia. It's part of a double celebration as the people of the Torres Strait come together for the Winds of Zenith Kes Festival. Over the next 4 days, the bonds between the two regions will be strengthened, with culture and connection set to last another 50 years. And last night, crowds gathered on Weyburn Thursday Island for the opening of Winds of Zenith Kes Festival. Earlier yesterday, local high school students hosted their own dance program, giving visitors a taste of what's to come. Natalie Armat was there.
Well, the theme for this year's Winds of Zenith Kes Cultural Festival is continuing past, present and future. And here at Tagai Secondary College on Weyburn Thursday Island, the students are certainly living that theme, hosting their very own culture day and dance program. Families, elders and representatives from local organisations were invited to come here to campus to share in a community feed before an afternoon of music, singing and dancing. The students opened the program before a group of local elders taught the younger ones a few moves of their own. Generations coming together in a powerful celebration of Torres Strait culture and community.
It's very important in our culture that we acknowledge our elders because they are the knowledge holders of our culture, and it's very important that we still acknowledge them.
The Winds Festival officially gets underway a little later this evening with a community march before dance groups from across the islands put on what is sure to be another spectacular showcase of cultural dance, song and storytelling. And certainly if today's curtain raiser event here in Tagai is any indication, we're in for an incredible 4 days of celebrations.
A landmark new climate report has found 7 new significant risks for Indigenous communities as climate change worsens. The National Climate Risk Assessment has warned no Australian community will be immune. Cam Gooley explains.
The National Assessment has drawn on work by the Weather Bureau, the CSIRO, the Bureau of Statistics and Geoscience Australia. It's found that in Australia, warming has already increased by 1.5 degrees from pre-industrial levels, and that Indigenous peoples will face unique challenges as climate change worsens. The report identifies 7 new risks to the self-determination of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities. Risk to land, sea and country, risk to cultural knowledges, practices, values and sites, risk to people's health, well-being and identity, risk to remote and rural communities, risk to water and food security, and risk to economic participation and social and cultural development. The Australian Climate Service worked with Indigenous communities to identify these specific risks to our peoples. But it's not just Indigenous communities that will be affected. The report has found that extreme hazards like floods, heatwaves, droughts and bushfires will happen more frequently, more severely and often at the same time. They're also likely to happen in places they've never occurred before. More than 1.5 million people are living in areas that are projected to experience sea level rise and flooding risks by 2050, and rising temperatures will mean a sharp rise in heat-related deaths, including in major cities. The report comes as the federal government prepares to release its 2035 emissions reduction target in the coming days.
a Darwin driver who texted friends describing an Indigenous man he killed in a hit and run as an oxygen thief, has avoided jail. 24-year-old Jake Dunby has walked out of the Northern Territory Supreme Court after being convicted of the crash that left one man dead and another man injured. The judge said Danby's text messages demonstrated a shocking, callous disregard for the welfare of the victims. But the judge also said Danby is young and had shown remorse. He was sentenced to a 12-month community corrections order and home detention. Gamilaroi artist Juanita McLaughlin has won the top prize at the Sydney Contemporary Art Fair. Featuring a blanket embellished with possum fur, embroidery and coins, her unique work caught the eye of the judges to claim the $15,000 prize ahead of a big field of Australian and international artists.
In rooms full of works from more than 500 artists, one piece shines brightly. Juanita McLaughlin's artwork, Monday Monday or String of Stars, has won the major prize at the Sydney Contemporary Art Fair.
I had no idea, and it was the excitement, it just floored me. I actually sat down first, and the idea that people valued my work and the excitement and everything just became surreal.
Hand-dyed and stitched with love in a process that took more than 30 hours, this blanket is about family and culture.
I like to add my children into my work and my husband into my work in ways that I know they're there, but other people don't need to know exactly why. Bringing together the woolen blanket, the European side of my family and my Aboriginal side of family, the possum skin, and bringing them as a nurturing moment of healing and pulling together.
The woolen blanket is adorned with gum leaves, possum fur and old 1 and 2 cent coins. Each has meaning.
It's culture, you know. No one understands the value of culture until it's sort of missing. But I think now is the time of truth-telling and telling stories and acknowledging how valuable our stories are.
The judges say Juanita's blanket won the prize because it's beautiful and tells a story.
When you hear Juanita talk about the work, you get a real sort of sense of that emotion and that thing that First Nations people really experience, which is, you know, a closeness within their own kind of family, but then a larger sort of sense of family in community and larger kind of groups. And this work is a perfect kind of encapsulation of that.
Lines created by the dyeing process have their own tale.
You've got these beautiful dark lines going up, and it's sort of, they're sort of like spears in a way, but they're not spears, but they're this idea that I think stories are broken and, you know, all lost, but it's continued because it's sewn into a running stitch, and it's picking up when you can, picking up those little bits of information when you're able to.
Now it's up to those who see the work to listen to the stories. Cameron Gooley, NITV News.
And that's all for now. I'm Luana Grant. For more Indigenous news, tune into NITV News Weeknights. And stay tuned right here on NITV Radio for all the latest news updates.